BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Scott Mills here. I've left the building without telling you what's going to be on today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Well, it's the return of a musical legend. 5 years on, new material from Sir Dossa. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real, and more student campaign videos.
This is BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. How are you doing? You're right. Wednesday means we're going to have a little bumbaleo later. Yes. Bangers at 2:40. I need to win today. And Real or No Real at 3:40. How are you, Christopher?
I'm really good. It's nice to be back. How are you?
It's good to have you back. Do you feel like you've been on holiday?
Yeah, I do. Now, I did visit a garden centre,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it was on Real or No Real yesterday.
And I told you that, but I worry that you've been saying it's for other reasons than it actually was.
Well, you went to look at the fish.
No, I didn't go to look at the fish. I just sort of came across the fish there and thought it looked quite cool. And the problem is I made the mistake of texting you that, and suddenly I'm hearing that it's real or no real, that I'm marching around garden centres looking for fish.
Well, no, as it was told to me, it was that you could have gone to the aquarium in London, but that's quite pricey, so you decided to go to the garden centre instead, cause free fish.
No, that's...
But no dolphins,
of
course.
Do you know what, next time... I have a couple of days off. And do you know what? It was quite pleasant. I played a little bit of golf.
Went
to the garden centre. I visited my gran. I did the sort of grandson things as a little bit of a break. But you know what? Next time, I'm just going to go silent. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, don't be like that. It's all meant in good nature. You know that?
I think it's because you lost at bangers again. And so you wanted revenge and sneaked in that real or no real to annoy me.
It's nothing to do with me. Hey, listen. You know the life hack guy on This Morning?
Yes.
What's his name?
Oh,
Wilson?
Steve Wilson, yeah,
is that
yeah. I think that's it.
He's the guy that teaches you how to, like, you know, do life hacks, shortcuts on life. This morning, it was just on in the background, he told me that you can use stale bread on a suede Chelsea boot to remove a stain. And I actually do have stain on my Chelsea boot at the moment.
Oh.
Tried it, had some stale bread, bit of wholemeal sliced, and now have really dusty shoes.
He is the king of the life hacks.
So thanks for that, Steve.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Frankly, I should have won Bangers yesterday with Chris Brown's Beautiful People, because that's an amazing song. Some people didn't even know the Kasabian song that won.
That's fine. Doesn't make it less of a tune.
Also, Chris did the old pulling on the heartstrings thing yesterday. Oh, I'm doing it for me, Nan.
One of the guys that works on the show said that genuinely annoyed you. Well, when the song was playing, you were actually really annoyed with me.
Yeah, don't bring the relatives into it, please. It's an easy win. We could all do that. I mean, I might dedicate mine to my six-year-old niece today, if that's the way it's going to go.
But the thing is, this is a very...
It's her favourite song.
It's a new feature that we're doing, isn't it? So it'd be good to... I think it's good to figure out the rules.
I hope we've got two very different ones today, like yesterday.
Mine's awesome.
Mine's
today.
A banger also, though. 2:40. Only one of you can decide. We need to investigate this. Becky in Somerset is currently on the way to the NEC in Birmingham for the Porskers, which is tonight. Let's try and ring her in a minute.
What's the Porskers?
She says it's the Dog Oscars. I need to know more.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, Radio 1. Got some news on the Porskers, which are happening tonight in Brum. It's the Oscars of the dog world. Hey, Becky.
Hello.
So is this famous dogs in films picking up awards tonight in Birmingham?
No, it's not. It's basically to celebrate the Pedigree Dog Show scene in 2015. So it's from everything. It's from Trade Stand of the Year, Exhibitor of the Year. Basically, the exhibitors all vote for who they want to win the awards, and then it goes to another vote.
I wanted the dogs to be getting the awards, though.
So they win golden bones?
No, they get the awards at Crufts, though. So this is for us.
Okay, right. So Crufts is coming up as well, isn't it? So it's got like a kind of... pre-Crufts Doggy Oscars.
Yeah, it is basically the Oscars for dogs. It's for a charity, the Peekaboo Trust.
Okay, but humans get the awards, which is great, but ultimately disappointing.
Is it hosted by a controversial dog?
No.
No?
They do get award trophies that are kind of the same shape as Oscars, but they're dog feet.
Oh, they're dog feet. See, they've missed a trick there. With a golden bone would have been brilliant.
It would have been. I'll suggest it to them.
And who presents it? Is it Pudsey?
No, it's not. No, it's two people that compete and exhibit as well.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know. Good to know about the dog Oscars and good to know about everything happening in the world of dogs, which is basically Birmingham right now. Everything dog is happening there.
Yeah, in the NEC.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
BBC
Radio
1.
Really wanted it to be dog Oscars there.
Yeah, I was imagining doggy speeches.
Yeah, same.
Doggy tears, everything. Yeah.
Imagine the food as well.
Oh.
No.
The doggy stand-ins yeah. when they need to go to the loo.
The doggy bags at the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, student elections are happening again. People around the UK hoping to be elected in various roles at their universities. And what people do now is they pick a popular song and make a music video and change the words to fit their manifesto.
It's definitely become more of a thing, hasn't it? 2 years ago, there was only one or two, I'd say. And they were okay, but they were the originals. And now it seems like every student union campaign needs to have a song.
And to get votes, it seems to be like the best way of getting them, because obviously people see the video on YouTube. It just makes support a lot bigger.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it galvanises support, and obviously people will share it on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat, everything. And it gets the word out there.
Now, we have had some excellent ones, like this by Kehlani.
Call me on my cell phone. Anytime you need support, just send me an email.
But as I was saying yesterday, I think it's too good. That's not Kehlani actually singing, that's one of his mates. So the person singing is not the person I'm voting for, which I'm slightly against. So this is a good one. However, yesterday we did have coming through some real, genuine, authentic artists who do everything themselves, like pressing a record on the phone and doing the video themselves. And you can really tell that it's them.
Oh no, supporting halls of residence, us, love equality, oh trust. We can be eco-friendly, oh quattro.
Oh!
Tibbities!
Tibbities! Manchester Met there. And you can tell that they've done it all themselves. That's what I want, the genuine passion. Don't get your mate to get involved and do it just because he's a good singer.
I completely agree with you. I think authentic is best. And yes, the candidate themselves should be singing. That's the key. That's what makes these brilliant.
Now, we've got Jessica here. She's been in touch. And I think that she may be the real deal. She, I think, is the ultimate artist we're looking for. Hi, Jess.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What uni are you at?
Queen's University in Belfast.
Now, I think that you are a triple threat. Because not only are you actually in the video yourself, it's you singing.
Yes.
And you can really sing.
Thanks.
Wait, Mills, judging by her voice, what role do you think she's going for?
President.
Do you?
What role is it?
Welfare officer.
Oh. VP welfare.
Yes.
Got ya.
Chris, you need to hear and see this.
Well, I'm very excited for it. What song is it?
Adele, Hello.
Of course. Oh,
I do worry this song's been overdone this year.
I know. But, like, she won the Brit, and I was just like, OK, I need to do this now because it's, like, perfect timing.
Also, with singing it yourself, were you not slightly worried that you will be compared to Adele?
Yes, 100%. I just thought, like, I don't know, I just went for it. I wanted to show students that I'm not afraid to, like, put myself out there and do something that puts, like, it's very personal to sing, so people will judge you on that. So I thought, you know, I'm not afraid to do that, so I'm not afraid to stand up for people's, you know, rights and their voice and things. So I thought it was a good way to show that.
Well, I can tell that you put your heart and soul into it. You're singing from the heart here.
Yeah.
Obviously, it starts with the phone.
Hello?
No, I can't. I'm going to the library.
Yeah.
Good work there.
I like it.
I really hope Adele hears this,
so
by the way.
Hello. It's me. I'm wondering if you'll make me your new welfare VP.
Good.
To help you with anything. Try and get my sessions for you, for I don't do much healing.
You're definitely the best singer we've had.
Thank you.
Have you had lessons or anything?
Me? No, I just, like, started, like, playing in my room and learned guitar, for, like, 5 guitar chords off YouTube, and I just played off that and did a couple of gigs. And
you can really sing.
Thanks.
Have you ever attempted, like, X Factor or The Voice or anything like that?
No. Like, nursing sort of took its, like, forefront for me.
That's such a good thought. Imagine someone goes on one of those shows but does the campaign song. Do you know what I mean? Like, proper emotional. Yeah.
I really don't think I can sing the proper Adele song anymore. It's just like my lyrics. I can't sing the normal one.
So these are the only lyrics you know to Adele's Hello Now?
Well, pretty much. Yeah. I've trained myself. I've heard it so many times. I've sang it so many times. It's like ingrained in me.
You sound very similar to actual artists that we speak to.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, I think you're like a proper artist in this sense.
Oh, I don't think so, but it's nice to hear that.
Even if you are singing about student unions?
Yes, but student unions are very important.
Now we're about to reach that high note like Adele does in the chorus. How are you feeling about that, Chris? Is she going to smash it?
I have every confidence that she's going to reach this note.
It's a big note. Let's skip to it now.
Hello, vote for Jessica.
Yes!
Condoms.
Oh, doms. That's a great lyric.
I prefer that chorus to the original. Lyrically superb.
Oh, thank you.
I just wasn't expecting the STD line, but
it's kind of funny, like, watching back how much I really go for I Can Get You Doms for Free. Like, I really, like, it's really like...
But that's what I mean. When you're shouting something like that so passionately... It's quite incredible. In fact, can I have a pull up on
It's clear to me that you are really passionate about free condoms.
Very passionate about free condoms.
Maybe pull up's the wrong phrase to use in this situation, Scott, but
I think it's fine.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Let's prevent those STDs. I can get two doms for free.
Such passion.
This is amazing. This is where's the Grammy for this?
Anything.
We're very impressed, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
I've got to be honest, the verse for me, it was very serious. I know you were getting your messages across. It was good. It was great singing, but the chorus is banging.
Thanks.
Who is it produced by? Ryan Tedder?
No, the music. It's just my friend, Richard Brown. I've known him since secondary school.
So the big question here, Jessica.
Yes.
Have the elections taken place?
Yes, last Thursday.
And
I won.
Yes, of course you did. Slay. Yeah.
And then did you walk out when you won to the chorus of your song?
No, I didn't. I actually started crying. Aww. And it was like, crying my eyes out.
Well, you're just like Adele at the Brits, just crying all the time. Yeah. Hey, listen, well done on the election.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And definitely best one we've had so far. Real passion and by the actual artist as well.
Thank you so much.
Did it all yourself.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good year.
Thanks so much, Jess.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, that actually really made... You know, like when you just have a massive yawn there?
It's when you find yourself daydreaming, you know, where you suddenly click that you've just been staring forward. And when I daydream as well, I look proper scary. Eyes wide.
I think I was just also there. I'm like, you know when you yawn so much that you've got like tears in your eyes? That just happened.
Yeah, you properly yawned after that song. It was quite disrespectful. Actually
quite rude. I'm sorry about that. It's just the fast and the slow motion. It's a bit like, you know when you're in a train and like you start to nod off and you're like, oh, it's going faster again.
Does it make you feel slightly sick?
A little bit. I'm really sorry, Lana. Lana Del Rey and West Coast on BBC Radio 1. Just a little bit nauseous actually now.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's the sudden change in motion.
It's like the tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a of a train, you know? Right, should we bumble over, please? I think we all need to wake up.
Uno, supporting halls of residence, us, love equality, your trust. We can be eco-friendly, al quattro.
Oh!
Activities!
Have I been burnt in 20 years?
Say again?
Have I been burnt in 20 years?
No, I just get to know the name. It's a bit like Sesame Street. So you've got... you've got Roger the dry cleaner. You've got Nisha the florist. You've got Paul in the tanning shop. And you've got Ahmed on tyres. He does my tyres when they're flat.
What? What's that?
It's just the local knowledge.
Is it your local town?
Of my area, yeah. I know everybody.
Scott and Chris, you are disgraceful, frankly. I am ashamed to even have you in my contacts book. So, do you know what? I'm going downstairs with my Tippex.
Howard Kirkwood trying to tell us off there.
I want to be a potato.
Come on, everyone. We've made it to Wednesday. Wow, there's loads of people on already. Everyone in the office just yawned when you did, says Fitzy.
Oh, yeah, it's so contagious, rude. That,
sorry
isn't
about
it, though?
That. Joe Clark says, I'm waiting to bumbleo. I've just collected my daughter from nursery. This has improved my day no end. Bumbleo my cupcakes off. That's what I'm making, says Claire on Twitter. Joanna's having a bumbleo while waiting to play hockey. It's the Glasgow Uni hockey team off to play Stirling today.
Yes.
It's sports team Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those. There'll be loads of sport teams travelling right now.
Mark is in Swanlicote. Good gap today, on point, says Joe in Aberdeen. Just bumbleoing like her life depended on it. This is an advert at the moment. It really freaks me out every time it comes on TV. Paul in Liverpool is Van. Yes, this week is dragging ahoy, says Tom from Guildford. Just have a little dance, shake it off. Anybody else? 81199, come on, where are you? Oh yeah, there's Gina in Cardiff there. And John having a dance in Wigan. Stacey in the Forest of Dean. Hoping a bumbleo won't bring the baby out. She's very pregnant.
Wow. Oh, Stacey, careful with the bumbleo.
Easy there. Push. Is that right?
I don't know. Either way, clap him in.
Already, oh.
40 those.
1, 2, 3. Bumbleo. So many people on touch today. A lot of people needing this. It's been a long week for a lot of people. Sam in London. Kate on the way to the gym in Derby. Elliot doing a bit of plumbing and getting married on Saturday.
Jenna and Emma in the ice cream van. Yes.
Wow, yes, ice cream in early March. Chris in Rotherham and Emily from Grimsby on the way to Centre Parks. I still can't reach the high note. It's that illness.
Blazing!
The Scott Mills Daily. How deep is your love?
They celebrated their 1 year anniversary, Calvin and Taylor, this week. And on Calvin's Instagram, a nice cake there that said 1 year, where he goes in the background, 1 year, we've made it to a year. I thought they'd have a better cake. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't realise that's what you do. You have a cake on your anniversary, do you?
They do. Underwhelming cake, though, for multimillionaires. It's a bit like, have you seen New House of Cards yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just finished it yesterday.
You finished it?
Yeah.
See, now
it's
you've,
that good.
You've spoiled it though, haven't you? You've rushed through that and then you've nothing to watch.
I've
now.
Annoyed myself.
It's annoying because I know what you mean. You're just like, oh, I'll just watch another one and another one, another one. And then it's gone and it's not, you won't get one for like another year
That's
or two
what I mean.
Now.
Even if I'd done one a day, I would have enjoyed this for a lot longer.
New House of Cards, in one of the earlier episodes, without giving too much away, they put Frank in a very small hotel room. It's like, that's the president of the United States of America. I tweeted about this. Very small room. Hey, also, another thing you need to get onto, Dogs Might Fly. It's the show we were talking about on Real or No Real, where they try and make dogs fly a plane. At the beginning, they say, we're going to answer that question that we've all been asking for years. Can dogs really fly a plane? Now, I've never asked that question to myself. It's on Sky One. Have a watch.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hi there.
Hello, sir.
How are you? Are you right?
Yeah, I'm good. All the best. Speaking to you guys. Hi, Chris.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Good.
Yeah, thanks.
Are you in Basildon?
I'm in Basildon, you know, home of Baz Vegas, which was, once was Baz Vegas. Yeah.
Yes, I had so many good nights out in Basildon, you know.
Oh, don't. Yeah, those were the days.
Concrete jungle.
I'm getting too old for that scene now, mate.
It is a concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Baz Vegas there, isn't it?
What do you mean you're 26? Why are you too old?
Well, I'm 26 now, and I feel older than what I am, but I think I'm approaching 30 and the maturer man.
Yeah, okay,
mature.
No more festival leisure park for you.
It's a shame. Yeah, even birthdays, like you get your birthday and you're not even excited as you used to be, and it's like, it sucks to be old. But, you know, positive energy brings positive outcomes, as we know.
Is the festival leisure park still there, or did they knock it all down?
They knocked it all down, but they refurbed it and they've got some new clubs. Basically, you know, similar sort of setup. You know, they've got a row of clubs, but different names.
Okay,
but,
Scott, what do you mean festival park?
We should have a night out. Basically, the good thing about... I don't know what this is what it used to be like. I don't know what it's like now. You could go cinema, you could go bowling, and also you could eat globally from around the world.
In Las Vegas.
Mexican,
It's all in one place, and it still is like that now, really.
And you could walk between each club without having to go out and in again.
Yes, exactly. But the clubs are yet to be christened yet, guys, so let's get going.
Let's get going, mate.
Woohoo!
Okay, you know how this goes. Right, I've got a song, he's got a song. I don't know what his is, he doesn't know what mine is. You can go first today, Christopher.
Meat to serve, this is a good one. Let's have it.
Oh, that is a strong choice.
Now, this is Kanye West, All of the Lights. It features Rihanna and Kid Cudi. This is the song that I play as my sort of darts walk-on music when me and my mates have a darts tournament.
What, you actually take the music with you?
Yeah, man, this is a tune. And this is my one.
That is so good.
What, like they do on the actual darts?
Yeah, but it's in my mate's shed, so there's not much of a walk. But this is the song I do it to.
Mate, it counts.
It's proper good. I think there's another darts player who now uses it, actually. But anyway, this is my song, Kanye West, All of the Lights. Scott, what have you got?
I've got a piece of pop perfection for you. Come on. It's good. It's a good one by Swifty, 22.
And Josh, this is going to say a lot about you, which one you choose.
Yeah.
I know which one I'd rather hear on a night out in Basildon.
Well, guys.
Yes.
I have the decision in my head, and the reason I've gone with this is just because it's an amazing tune, and I'm going to go with Chris.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
Well done, Josh.
I was looking forward to a bit of pop.
Yeah, Swifty, it just reminds me of my age. It's, you know, it's 22, and that's 4 years ago now, and it just. I am getting old, but you know, life goes on.
I can't believe this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Should I change my mind? Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. Josh, don't do it. Trust me, the backlash will be huge.
What are you saying, Josh?
Josh, stick with the right song. Listen to the brass at the beginning of that. You heard.
Are we going out down festival?
No, we're not doing that.
We're going festival as soon as you want to, Josh.
We're not doing. Don't
anytime
make false
you want.
Promises.
I'm going to go with Scott.
No, yeah, you're not, though. Right,
thank you.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, I think that sounded
good. That was a disgrace.
Not a disgrace. Someone says, I've just resorted to emotional blackmail. What, like when you dedicated the song to your nan yesterday?
I don't know what we can do with this game if this is the kind of behaviour that's going to be shown.
He had a choice.
I mean, that's not
he
even a yellow card situation. The fact is, you
changed his mind.
No, but you changed his mind.
No, I didn't.
And it can't be a situation where you're playing. The song was playing. Like, you just can't do that.
No, he said, can I change my mind? And that's completely, as a listener, that's completely within his rights.
You can see the reaction. The thing is, right?
Yeah, it's not
you
great.
Started playing the song. You started playing the song. Mm. I had two or three tweets from people going, yes, All of the Lights playing on Radio 1.
Okay.
That's how far in on it you went.
I admit that maybe once the song has started playing, I shouldn't be stopping it.
All right. There's no rules to this game yet because it's kind of new, but it's embarrassing what you have just had to resort to get your song played. Not Josh, your song played.
Well, I enjoyed it. And, okay, I'll make up a new rule. Once the song has started, it can't be stopped. There we are.
Well, the rule's just been brought in now, has it?
Yeah, it has.
Now the song's finished.
As of now. Does that make everyone feel a little bit better?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got my tail between my legs.
Very much so. A few people pointing out it's almost like Taylor finally getting her own back on Kanye.
Oh, come on.
People reading more into it than I think was...
I didn't even think about that.
...think was maybe intended.
If that's what you want to think, all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Natasha from Oxford says, I'm definitely feeling summer vibes with that song. I know. I kind of really wish they released it like May instead, because it's proper summer. Makes me excited while starting my application to become an Oxfam volunteer at Glastonbury. That's from a Million Hours campaign, of course. I wonder if Mike Posner's ever been to Ibiza, though. I'd be disappointed if he's not been, and he's just singing about it.
You see, that spoils the song.
Yeah. He must have, with Avicii, hanging out in that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you up to tonight, Scott?
Tonight, I'm seeing The One That Doesn't Speak.
Oh, cheers for the invite.
The old producer of this show.
Are you actually?
Yep. Still in touch with him, despite him leaving me.
But we had a group message going on that was trying to arrange a night to all go out together. So what you've clearly done then is set up your own sub-group. Bear in mind there was only three of us in the first place. Exclude me.
I didn't realise that you were on.
Yes, and then arrange your own night just between you two. So cheers for that.
That's very awkward. I didn't realise that happened.
I mean, there was only three of us in the group in the first place. So if you've now arranged the night with The One That Doesn't Speak and it's just you two, then you've literally just excluded me and set up your own group.
We'll arrange another one. Was I even in the group that you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh.
It was three of us sending texts between each other.
Okay, well, we'll arrange another time. Anyway, what are you doing tonight?
Well, actually, I'm busy tonight.
Oh, right.
Because I'm catching up with some of my friends to watch the football, have a bit of a curry. I'm seeing Sir Dosser tonight, and I need you to do something for me.
Now, if you don't know Sir Dosser, this is one of Chris's lifelong friends.
Yes.
Who is kind of a typical lad, really.
Mm.
And he did have a short-lived music career in, 2011?
2011, 2012. Well, he absolutely loves you because he likes to make music in his spare time.
Yeah.
And you've met him a couple of times, actually. We've gone on nights out together.
He's a good bloke.
And he proper loves you because you supported his song a while ago, Bish Bash Bosh.
This was 5 years ago.
No way.
5 years.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not Fanta.
Wow, I've not heard this for a while. This is a throwback.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not Fanta.
So that was about a trip that you and the lads had to Prague.
Yeah, well, what's great about him is he's the sort of musical one of our group. And what's great about his music is he writes about experiences that we have as a group of friends. So whether it is a trip to Prague, whether it is how you feel the morning after a night out.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of general themes of his music.
Real experiences.
But you gave him a shot on Radio 1. You played that song. In fact, we invited him down to see the Live Lounge once, didn't we? To give him something to aspire to. And he's been away from the music world for a couple of years now. He sort of took a bit of a break.
Well, he got a girlfriend, didn't he?
We got a girlfriend, and I think that sort of... I probably shouldn't say that she's to blame for the lack of music coming from him, but he had to refocus, you know? And sometimes as an artist, you go away and then you need to come back with a new sort of new stories and new lease of life.
And sometimes a brand new sound.
Anyway, I'm seeing him tonight, and I know this is a little bit awkward, but he has been hassling me for your feedback on his new song that he's made. He's made a new song.
Wow, this is like Adele's comeback. We've waited a long time for this.
He's back, yeah, yeah. He's got a new song, and for a little while now, he's been saying, has Scott heard this song yet? Has Scott heard this song yet?
And you're seeing him tonight, so you need some feedback.
And I'm seeing him tonight, so it'd be good to go back to him and say, oh, great, Scott is fully behind this song.
All right.
It's Scott's name above it. He's happy to fund the video, whatever. Like, whatever extent you want to be involved in this, I can report back tonight.
Where did funding the video come from there? I didn't notice you slipped that in unannounced.
It's something to think about, anyway.
I'm not...
Do you know what's amazing about you, though,
Scott? I'm not sure I can stretch to that.
Is if we get your name behind something, people pick up on it.
Yeah?
It's incredible.
Okay.
Magazines, online music reviewing sites, everyone, right? They go mad for it.
Okay. 'Cause
suddenly Scott Mills from Radio 1 is really supporting this.
I mean, it did... Bish Bash Bosh definitely went off 5 years ago, so I'd like to know what else he's got up his sleeve.
Yeah, okay.
What's it called?
Well, the new song is called Day in the Life of a Geezer.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound like he's massively changed the subject matter.
No, I thought after a couple of years of having a girlfriend, he'd come back with a ballad.
Yeah, I did.
Something really different.
Yeah, something really, like, soppy.
Mm.
But like that Little Mix and Jason Derulo song. That's what I thought we were going to have.
Sure. But I genuinely think you will like this.
Okay.
And I think what's great is after a couple of years, he's sort of improved the equipment that he's got. So he's got a better mic. So the sound feels bigger from it, I think, anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bish Bash Bosh was done on a budget. So a bit better production, would you say?
Much better production. But just bear in mind, he proper loves you, Scott. So,
yeah, I know.
You know, he needs some good feedback.
Let's all have a listen to Sir Dossa. He's back after 5 years. And this is Day in the Life of a Geezer on Radio 1.
Now it's time for a cheeky few charts. Potting in the balls and banging in the darts. S to the D, you require 40. Game, set and match, yeah, that's proper naughty. Day in the life of a geezer. I'm SD, pleased to meet ya. Cold beers in the fridge freezer. And if you see me out and about, just know that I'm a geezer, not allowed. Day in the life of a geezer. Day in the life.
Oh, I like the echo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a bit more production in it now.
Money has been spent.
What's your initial thoughts then?
Well, what I like is he's taken it a bit like lower key. You can tell he's grown up because obviously 5 years older now. So I would say a much more mature sound.
Mm.
And like we said, much better production. And I think I like it on first listen.
So you're happy to throw everything behind this song? Honestly, I think as a chorus, it's quite catchy.
Yeah, let's continue.
Saturday comes, it's all about the betting. Assess the odds, back a fair few pods. McElroy's beef, Jason there's the boss. I'll have a lunchtime kickoff at any cost. Five games in, there's a chance of a loss. But the act of flopped on the last damn game. Should have cashed out quick, but I chose a fast lane. 92nd minute.
Scott, you're going to have to turn this off in a second. It gets slightly inappropriate.
Is this football?
Football chat.
Okay.
Glasses, eyes
what now?
Do it now. Yeah, that's good. Sorry, okay. Scott. I haven't censored it.
Right, good. Excellent. Thanks for the warning. About to play something really inappropriate there in the afternoon. Cheers for the warning.
Just jump back to the chorus.
Okay, here we go. Chorus.
Day in the life of a geezer.
Yeah.
I'm SD, pleased to meet ya. Cold beers in the fridge freezer.
And if you see me out and about. Yeah, you see, he sings the chorus
out and about.
Day in the life of a geezer.
I've got to say, the hook is strong. It's a catchy chorus.
Brilliant. So one line, Scott Mills from Radio 1, one line on the poster.
A new mature sound for Sir Dossa in 2016.
Excellent.
Is that okay?
Yeah. He's also told me to tell you that he's got a new song that he's working on at the moment.
Well, they're all coming at once.
Under the working title, Beer Money. And it will be dropping soon.
BBC.
Radio
1.
American authors on Radio 1. Sir Dossa, what's he saying?
Well, he's been on. He says, next level, mate. Buzzing geezer. Cheers. Aww. He's buzzing. His song's on Radio 1.
It's amazing, isn't it? John in Kent says, Sir Dossa, Day in the Life of a Geezer. It's an instant hit and better than Drake's current offering.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I got big hopes for this. DNCE. Joe Jonas's band. This is Caked by the Ocean on Radio 1. Thoughts, please, on 8119. 8119, thank you. Wednesday means Alice Levine on Real or No Real, please.
Hello.
Hello there.
Been a while.
It has been a while. You okay?
I didn't know if I was in the good books or the bad books after all that Matt Edmondson controversy.
Yeah, well, I've forgiven you now. It's water under the actual bridge. but just don't do it again. Don't appear on his show again doing a game that's the same as ours, please.
Well, I can't really muscle in on that because of current legal procedures. But yeah.
I'll see him in court. Anyway, so we just dropped Chris's friend's new track. Do you know about Sir Dossa?
Of course, of course.
Oh, you've heard about Sir Dossa, my friend who makes music.
I follow your whole group of friends very closely.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
No, I don't, actually. Just what you tell me.
Can't imagine that.
Sir Dossa's been, he's not had anything new out for like 5 years. And he came back big.
Has he been on a hiatus?
Yes, since Bish Bash Bosh. He got a girlfriend. Other things were happening in his life.
Sure.
But now,
why are you laughing?
He's
no,
back.
Just saying priorities.
Yeah. Just want to give you a quick burst of it, just to get your immediate reaction. It's called Day in the Life of a Geezer.
Day in the life of a geezer. I'm SD, pleased to meet ya. Cold beers in the fridge freezer. And if you see me out and about, just know that I'm a geezer, not allowed. Day in the life of a geezer. Day in the life.
Production.
Beautiful vocals.
Yeah.
Really actually, nice production, yeah.
He's really stepped up with the production since last time.
And that's his own production as well. That's not like a Max Martin or any of those.
Oh, really? That's self-produced?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just shows you what you can do, doesn't it?
But that's what I'm saying. Even if people aren't particularly fond on his singing voice, what he could do is, say, be a producer for Ellie Goulding. Mm. That kind of...
Oh, like outsource it, like not necessarily be the artist himself.
Produce the music for...
But he's got the rhymes as well, so...
Oh, yeah. He's got it all. I enjoy the... Is that
a church organ? What
I know, is it an organ? What is it? I don't know.
I also like... I have actually learned something, because as you know, I don't really have many friends who are geezers, so I've actually learned about, a day in the life of a geezer.
Yeah.
I enjoy that instrument, whatever it is. And now, it's real or no real...
Kylie Jenner has directed and starred in a series of short films recorded and premiered on Snapchat with cameos from Kim and Kanye.
She's a very enterprising lady.
She is, with loads of time on her hands.
Yeah, they don't seem to be that busy right now.
Does she not have a part-time job or anything?
Well, you got a dash, haven't you?
What's that?
The clothing shop.
That's not still going.
It is.
Was that the clothing for dogs or was it for humans?
I've literally never heard of it.
Was it for babies? There was a.
It was Dash Kids as well, but how do you not know this? God, where have you been?
Do you have shares in Dash? Why do you keep saying Dash?
You keep saying it. Can you say a shop that rhymes with rash?
Okay, so it's big news, a shop that rhymes with rash in America. I went to the one in Miami just recent.
You did not.
I did. I went in.
And bought a caftan.
I bought a candle, actually.
So what is it? It's some Kardashian clothing, is it?
It's their shop, yeah.
What's in it?
Just clothes and candles and stuff. You can also get your Kardashian merchandise, your key rings, your fobs, etc.
Your mouse mat.
There's loads of mirrors in there. Are you encouraged to pose in front of them naked and take a selfie?
No, it's a very pleasant shopping experience, but none of them are ever in there, because don't work there.
I thought Kris Jenner, off of being the momager, I thought that she worked in the shop.
No, she doesn't.
On the TV show, she worked in the shop.
On the TV, maybe, but... I mean, they all work in the shop on the TV. Has anyone been to Dash and ever seen them in there?
Stop saying it.
Sorry, Rash.
Mad, isn't it? Why do you keep saying it?
Stop saying it.
You can't buy it here, so it's fine. I think it's fine. It does sound like I've got shares in them, but I haven't. So has Kylie Jenner directed and starred in a series of short films entirely on Snapchat?
Well, she's obviously not working in the shop, so she does have time on her hands.
Also, we did yesterday play a bit of... the ad for Kourtney Kardashian's new app, where she tells you how to eat some Reese's Pieces chocolates.
I heard this, and everyone was like, you're doing so well. Oh, my God, she eats it this way.
Oh, my God, babe, you're the best. It's like she's just telling you how to eat a chocolate.
She's scoffing some chalk.
So real or no real, Kylie Jenner, please?
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't sound unrealistic. So I think I have to say real.
It's probably a load of short films telling you how to do things and being paid for by a company. That's what I imagine. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Kylie has done 3 movies now, about 5 minutes long, made of loads of 10-second frames stitched together, including cameos from Kim and Kanye.
How did she secure those guests?
I know, because I don't know.
Well, she probably just filmed over her shoulder, didn't she? Like when they weren't looking, and that counts.
I hope that she checked with him if it's okay, because he's not in the Kardashians now.
Oh, he doesn't like to be in the show, does he?
Doesn't want to be in it, no.
Who, Kanye?
No, he's not in it.
Is he working in the shop?
Well, he's not a Kardashian. Why would he be in it?
Well, because he's married to one of them, so you'd think that he might be in the reality show that they're in.
Is that the first time you've heard that?
That's
no,
real life.
I've heard that before, but I can't keep up with it all.
What, that Kim is married to Kanye?
No, I know that. But he's a West, isn't he? He'll be in his own show. Keeping Up with the Wests, that's what it could be called.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in Kardashians anymore. He was in a few early episodes, but he's not key. Just doing Real or No Real with Alice Levine. Back in a minute, if that's right with
you.
Yeah,
let's stick around. No, you don't have to wear your best fake smile. Don't ever stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't lie.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No, you don't have to wear your best mates' smile. Don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like
James
it.
Bay and Best Fake Smile.
Oh, 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 no, if you don't like it.
Alice Levine is with us on Real or No Real. Hiya.
Hiya.
And next,
as part of her UK tour, Jess Glynn is playing at a Toby Carvery in Nottingham.
I feel like I know the very Toby Carvery.
Well, you're from that neck.
I feel like it's from near where the Levines live.
Is it?
A Woby Wavery.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, stop saying things.
So you've probably been there for...
Undoubtedly, yeah, for some kind of, you know, family event.
Now, is this because of a double booking? What? Are you laughing at?
If it's the same one, I think my brother's best friend lives above it.
Really? No, that will probably be the dressing room then for her.
I don't know if actually, I mean, will this surprise you? The Levines don't frequent Woby Wavery's that often.
Why?
Really? I think they're astounding value.
I love them. I live just down the road from one. Honestly, I spend so much of my time in there. But I'm wondering...
Ken doesn't like buffet style.
Ken doesn't.
No.
No.
Who's that again? Your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Levine.
But just imagining how this will work then. So, you know how you've got your whole sort of meat section, then you've got all the veg and your gravies. Where's Jess Glynn performing? Is she standing on top of the meat counter? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mid-Yorkshire's?
So that the whole Carvery place can see her.
You know at these places you have to go up and pay before, don't you?
Yeah.
And give your table number? That's where she'll be.
Do you think at the kiosk?
Yeah, because that's the most footfall.
I think this is a brilliant way of doing a gig, though. Do you think everyone gets a big plate?
What do you think she's getting paid? As much Carvery as she can have?
Is there an equivalent to, you know, that Peri Peri restaurant that has the card that's like a bit of an urban myth where you get free chicken?
Well, I don't know. What, like a Woby Wavery black card?
Yeah, exactly. A loyalty thing.
So you think she's been paid in free Carvery dinners?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah. Real or no real, then?
Just imagine the merchandise. Imagine on the back of the shirt, it will have arena, 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 Carvery. Arena, arena.
Sheffield Arena.
Yeah.
NIA Birmingham. Toby Carvery Nottingham.
The
that.
O2.
Yeah. Okay, is this real?
I think, I mean, everything about this screams no real to me, but oh my word, how amazing would it be if it's real? So I'm going to say real.
I want it to be real too, I really do, but I just think they'd get a bigger name in. I'm joking, I think it's no real.
That one is no real.
But, listen to this, an online search engine that rhymes with Woogle says that she is. We found this out this morning. What we think has happened is that she's playing at a festival whose postcode is the same as the Carvery, and the internet's got confused. But it does clearly say on the tour dates, Toby Carvery, Nottingham.
Oh, yes. That is brilliant.
Yes, Jess.
So it's kind of real.
Also, I really respect that. That's keeping it real. And I'd love to go to that.
And next,
Kanye West has added IKEA meatballs to his rider after becoming obsessed with the Scandinavian retailer.
He did visit IKEA, and no one knew about it until some Swedes spotted him and put it on Snapchat.
Did he?
Yeah, it was a secret mission. It was a secret visit to Sweden.
After hours?
No, in the day, but no one knew he was going, and he just flew into Sweden on private jet and went straight to IKEA.
Of course he did.
He went to a IKEA in...
Head office.
In Sweden itself.
Yeah, the originality of IKEA.
Now, was this for a gig?
No.
We should clear that up.
No, he was visiting someone, I believe, in the design department.
Okay.
So I'm saying that we're going to get some Yeezy flat packs soon.
Stop it.
Oh, wow.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Wow. Well, if he has been there, which is what you seem to be saying, which I find unbelievable in the first place, then yes, he would have definitely tried the meatballs.
It's a bit weird. I know, you can't go there and not, can
no.
you?
No.
Well, my mum always gets the smorgasbord.
No,
what are you
doing?
Why are you getting an open prawn sandwich? No. Get the meatballs.
Get meatballs. Or the 13p hot dog.
That's on the way out. So you get meatballs way in, hot dog way out.
Do you go just for a pot of meatballs? Because I don't imagine you getting the big numbers. I can imagine you going for a 6 or a 12.
Well,
and
they don't
using
do
a
6.
You do. You can get a little toothpick for. I can't remember if it's 6.
I think a small pot is 10.
It's almost as a snack as you're walking around.
I have to get the weird jam they put with it, the lingonberry.
No, I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
And the ladle of peas. I always have to have the ladle of peas.
No, the sauce is good, but I won't have the jam with the balls. No.
Imagine my surprise. In Sweden recently, lingonberry with everything.
Oh, yeah, they can't get enough.
What is it?
Do you know the biggest scandal? It's just cranberry.
Yeah, but it's not. That's what I was going to say to you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the same people that like jam on their meatballs is the same people that will have cranberry in a turkey sandwich.
I can't believe it. I thought it was a new thing that they only had in Sweden.
98% sure it's just cranberry.
I ate loads of it.
It's all right. You're not allergic to cranberry, are you?
No, but like, I feel a bit duped.
I know. Well, it's just a rebranding. It's got us all a flutter because on their, you know, the refillable drinks, they've got the lingonberry juice. I go to town, but I wouldn't usually drink loads of cranberry juice because it's got the rebranding.
Oh, this is more confusing than when I found out cilantro was coriander.
Oh, no, don't. A capsicum. It's just a pepper.
No, this conversation's escalated to a place that I don't understand.
So has Kanye West added IKEA meatballs to his rider because he went to IKEA?
Because you can get them to take away, can't you, in the freezer afterwards?
Mm-hmm. We've mentioned a lot of brands today, haven't we?
Yeah, it's also, it's been quite West heavy as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we've told you what you can do and eat at many places. True or not? Real or no real?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for him to do, isn't it? It just says to someone, put those on my rider, and then it just happens. So I think this is real.
And actually, I can see a collaboration because Kanye kind of looks like one of the weird Swedish names for the things in IKEA.
Yeah, it would be a lamp, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
it would, like the glimmer. Yeah.
Well, how do we
like,
know he's
candles.
Not teaming up on the meatballs? Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's getting involved in that. Maybe it's not so much about furniture.
I remember buying a shelf once called Billy. So I think you're absolutely...
Billy Bookcase.
So I think you're right. Chris?
I'm going to go real.
Alice?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
But Kanye did tweet last night saying he's super inspired by his visit to IKEA, which may suggest he's never been before. Missing out.
Seriously, that's a Saturday out.
I know. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10. Alice, you got 30.
In your face. Yes.
got a bit carried away there.
Yeah, sorry.
As I did as well. When are you back on the radios?
I'm going to do a Saturday and Sunday, and then I'm going to do a Monday for you.
Are you?
Yeah, because...
I'm on the breakfast
Monday,
show.
Next Monday, yeah.
Yes. I'm on the breakfast show. Yes, I am on the breakfast show.
Yes, yes.
You are as well, just to put that in your diary there. All right, so you're...
I'm glad I mentioned it.
So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 1 till 4.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Done.
See you there. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.